So the Gemara Daf Chof Tes and Medveis, we have different Amoraim that are explaining the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that also Rabbi Lezer Omer, also Tfilosu Kvar, Ein Tfilosu Tachnunim. Somebody who makes his Tfilah fixed, it's not Tachnunim, and apparently it's not good. So we had different opinions last week. It's different Shitas, and what does that mean, also Tfilosu Kvar? Now we have the Shita of Rabba v'Rav Yosef. Rabba Rav Yosef, by the way, were bar plukta, right? They weren't right. Disagree with each other, but here they agreed. What do they agree? Rabba Rav Yosef, the Amri Tavayu, Koshe and Yochel Chadash Badova. What does it mean? Also Tfilosu Kva, that you can't be Mechadash Badova. And we'll talk, what does Mechadash Badova mean? That's going to be a whole discussion. You need to bring something new to your tefillah. Rashi, Lechadash Badova, Bivakosha. So, something new in his Bakosha, right? So Rashi already says that what we're talking about, what's the chiddush is in your bakasha. The hainu lashon, and now he's going to explain to you pshat in the Mishnah. So according to Rabbi Rav Yosef, ha'osa tfilosu kvar means that you're not mechadish dov of a bakasha. So what does it mean? The hainu kvar, the hainu lashon kvar, that's what it means. The expression kvar in the Mishnah means kayom kain. Esmol kein mochor. Like today is the same as yesterday and the same as tomorrow. As you say the same thing every day, there's nothing new. That's kva, that's ein tefillah tachum. So you stav in the same thing in your siddur. It says the same thing, you just say the same tefillah every day. Ein tefillah tachum. That's not good. Okay? So that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara on the Chof Tes Semet Beis. No, I'm not going to do the Rav Zera. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. You're right. I should do Rav Zera. I'm sorry. I didn't want to do the next thing, but that I do want to do. And the Gemara says, Am Rav Zera. Rav Zera said, Ana yechilna l'chdushi b'milsa. I could. Okay, I just want to emphasize to you that from this whole discussion, it seems like being mechadish dover is something that's not everyone can do. Right? I keep saying, Yochel chadish b'dover. Rav Zera says, I could do it. Right? Yechilna, I could do it. So, mashma is not so simple. And that's going to be one of the problems with in defining what chiddush davar is. Why isn't it pretty simple? So he says, I could be mechadish davar, however, umistafina, but I'm afraid, dilma matridna. I'm afraid if I depart from my regular text into something different, I will get confused and won't be able to find my way back again. Okay? That's the Gemara. The Gemara Daf Chof Aleph talks about a tefillah and a davar. Chof Aleph and Aleph on the bottom. So we spent much time on that sugya and Chof Aleph in terms of Rabbi Yochanan Shita, where he holds Alvai, she's spalad and kol yam kulo, and we said that talking about either suffik or it's talking about tefillah and davar. Anyway, the Gemara defines what a tefillah and davar is seemingly over here. The Gemara says three lines in the bottom. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. The person already davened, and he comes to the shul and people are davening, so he'd like to daven with them. So if he can be do chiddush davar, you can be mispalel. So why can you be close to mispalel if you can do chiddush davar? Why can you do that? Well, how does that? What does that do for you? So the pashut pshat is if you can do chiddush davar, that allows you to be mispalel tefillas and davar. Okay, that's the requirement for tefillas and davar. Again, you see from this Gemara that yochel lispalel lechadash b'davar is something that you can't always do. Okay, all right. Let's look at the riff. It's going very smoothly. The riff. So the riff on that Yud Gimel Amud Aleph and Dape a riff. The riff says the riff has this whole shita that the problem of davening an extra tefillah without it being a tefillah sedava is, it's like baltosif. It's like you bring in extra, because the tefillah is connected to tamid, you daven twice, you brought two to meet him, you're not allowed to bring two to meet him. So what does it a dava do? Because you're allowed to bring a tefillah sedava. Okay, so you have to make it into a tefillah sedava. And the riff holds, and we discussed this also at great length, he carries this analogy through in terms of many ramifications, that you can only daven a tefillas nedava when you could bring a korban nedava. And therefore, Tzibur can't do it, and therefore you can't do it on Shabbos and Yatav, and therefore you can't do it for tefillas musaf. All kinds of ramifications of the fact that the Rabbi Yochanan's dinner, Valavaish, Yisbalam, Kolam, Kulo, is predicated on Tfilas and Dova, and Tfilas and Dova is predicated on the ability to bring a carbon. It doesn't say that in the Gemara anywhere, but that's how the Rif Lurim Shad and the Rambam. So the Gemara, so I'll read it inside. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Haya Omid, Betfil of Niska Shikfar is Palel. Oh, thank you.
Sorry.
If a person, this is a part of the Gemara which we didn't read this time. The person, daven, it's not the case where he comes to shul. He came to shul. This is the case. He daven, he came to shul, he saw the tzibur davening, so what did he do? He davened again, he forgot, he went to the early minyan, right? So what is it? And then all of a sudden, in the middle of that, it happens all the time, right? And what happened, and what happened in the middle of davening, he realized, oh, wait a second, I did this already. I know this sounded familiar. I did this already. So what did he do? Posek. Afilu be'emtza bracha. You stop, dead, stop. That's talking about where you thought that you still had to daven. Did I read that same thing twice, or did I say it twice? Posik v'afilu be'emtza bracha. She embala gomen imtza kamim shmakim shnei tamidim b'shachris, she ova mishum bal tosif. And apparently, if you could post afilu be'emtza bracha, why can't you have kavana that the rest of it should be nedava? Apparently you can't do that. You can't do make half your Shmon Esrei into a tefillas nedava.
If you said Baruch Atah Hashem, shouldn't you say
Lamdeni Kukecha? Yeah, that's a good idea. If that happens to be, that's a good idea. It's always a good idea to do that.
That's not
what they're getting involved in over here. The idea is you have to stop davening immediately. If you can save one of those brachos, one of those shame havayas to not make it a bracha of atola, if you happen to be up to bracha, the words bracha to Hashem, then you should finish it with the pasuk of Lodei Kukecha. That's a general rule. Okay. B'ha'afil Rabbi Yochanan Molde. Rabbi Yochanan was a vayish balam kol kula also agrees this. The lokom Rabbi Yochanan vayish balam kol kula el tefilas the dava kigon tachnunim. Okay, that's the first thing. Okay, that he says tachnunim. So you see from the riff, and I don't know, the riff, there's a lot of things in the riff to see, but one of the only thing that I really want to focus on is that you see from the riff that Chiddush Dover makes a Tachnunim. And that should ring a bell to you. That sounds very familiar. Who is the person that says Chiddush Dover makes a tachnunim? Rabba and Rabbi Yosef on Dav Ches Midbeis. Okay? Now, the question is, what is Chiddush Dover? Okay? So, that's the Shulchan Aruch that brings down some of the many Shittas Rishonim, because the Gemara never explained what Chiddush Dover was. So, the many Shittas Rishonim, again, the tension is, it's something, it's a Chiddush, but it's something that can't be It can't be something that's obvious to do, because then it's what's this whole thing of Yochel Hanashmet Dovah? So if you look in the Mechaber and Simon Kuf Zion Sif Beis, so he says Chiddush Zeshu Amarnu. He's talking about Tefillas Nedava over here. What is it says here? You know, you want to do a Tefillas Nedava, you have to be Mechadish Bedava. So what does it mean? Hu Shechadish Dava B'Chol Bracha Me'Emtzoyes Me'Ein HaBracha. You have to add something new to every one of the middle brachos, which is, of course, in keeping with the theme of that bracha. Every single one. Why does he say that? I guess he says that because it's got to be something challenging, right? Then chiddush afilu bevracha achas. However, if you only did chiddush in one bracha, dayo. That's enough. Kadei lahodia shunadav v'lochova. So, what's the function of this Chiddush Dover? So this Mechaber is quoting, I don't remember who he's quoting, but he's quoting a Rishon who said that the whole function of Chiddush Dover is to make it clear that this is not your regular tefillah, it's something special. So if any difference that you make, that's enough to make it a clear that this is not a tefillah's chova, but rather a tefillah's dover. That's the Shita of the Mechaber. Hagah, the Ramah disagrees. The Yeshom, right? This is the Shita of the Tur and the name of his father, the Russian Tshuva. The Lo Mikri Chiddush Ela in the Scottish Etzlo Dover. Shloha Yitzorach Elav Kol Mochein. Yochel Chadish Medover means when he says I can be Mechadish Dover, what it means is something new happened to me and my situation changed since the last time I davened. And therefore, I can daven again to listen to Dover because I can ask for something new. Since the last time I davened, I fell down the stairs. Now I can have something to daven for. Something different that I didn't have to daven for when I davened before. Okay? Mogen Avraham. In Scottish Etzlo, so the Mogen Avraham is explaining why is it that he has this pshat in Chiddush. Doesn't say, it's a very doch pshat in Chiddush. It says, im yochel chadish bodover, and we're saying that means that something different happened to him. It's certainly not in the words of the Gemara. So the Mogen Avraham says, you know why they he learned that way? He's just really quoting the tour and the rush. The ilote mahati, because if you don't learn that it requires like a change in the situation, me who shlo yochel chadish dover beth mikol abrachos ol refuah ol parnasa ol tamudo, who can't add something different that they didn't say before? You can always add something different, right? But if you're saying it has to be a change of situation, so maybe the situation didn't change. Maybe for everybody the situation actually this brought down and is brought down and the svarim bring down that a person really should daven. The Gro brings this down the Imre Noam that a person's situation always is changing. And your tefillah should always be different. Even if you say the same words, even if you don't say different words, you need something different every single tefillah. That's what the Gemara says. Anyway, and he says that's the madrega to be able to know what you're missing. So the Mogen Avraham says, Nish'alti, I was asked this question. Im Kain, if you say that what? That's the definition of Chiddush Dover is Nischadish Etzlo. Hodam Rina Medakov Tesamid Beis. Our Gemara, Ha'osa Tfilos Kvayin Tfilos Tachnunim, Upisha Rabba Rabbi Yosef, Koshen Yochel Chadish Badova, Tikshe Nami, Mihushlo Yochel Chadish Dova. That what? You can have the same question over there. That Rabba and Rabbi Yosef are saying in the Mishnah when the Mishnah says what? Also Tfilos Tachnunim, Kva, Ein Tfilos Tachnunim, that it means En Yochel Chadish Badova. And there, you can't say Nischadish Bo Etzlo because Poshim Shat, that's going on your regular davening. V'hosim ain't lo shalom Nischadish Etzlo Dover. You can't say there was not Nischadish. The Imkein la'olam lo yispal tachlunim, ela Imkein Nischadish Etzlo Dover. Then you can never daven your regular tefillah unless something changed since the last time you davened. V'zelo mistaber. I mean, that's not mistaber says Pshat in Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. The old lefizeh amayda kam rabzera ana yechilna lechdushi milso mistapina delo matridna. Okay, what does it mean? He's afraid. He could do it, but he doesn't want to do it. He has to do it, right? He has to do it in order to be able to daven. So the Mogen Avraham. What's the question? The question is, how can you say that Chiddush Dover means the situation has changed? You see, Rabba and Rabbi Yosef say Chiddush Dover by regular tefillah, and that would mean that you can never daven regular tefillah unless the situation changed. So he says the following: the Girsas Harosh Harif im Yochel LeChiddush Dover Shtehei Tefillos Tachnunim Mispalal. In the Rif that we learned, where the Rif explains the Chiddush Dover by Tefillas Nedover, he uses the expression of the Mishnah on Daf Chof Tes Amid Beis, that the reason why you need Chiddush Dover is to make Tfilas Tachnunim. Mashma Tzuri Leke Rabba Rav Yosef, the Lo Mikre Tfilas Tachnunim below Chiddush. So it's Mashma, he learns Pshat, that he holds like that Shita, that the definition of Chiddush Dover is, a definition of Tfilas Tachnunim is Chiddush Dover. Im kein ein hachinami the tefillas kvar rashoy lespal b'chayom gimupon aval tachnunim rashoy lespal kol yom kulo l'chein kama rabba the mischadish etzlo davar rashoy lespal kol hayom. So what he's saying is the following. This is a little not so clear in the Mogen Avraham what he means. I'll explain it to you. What he's saying is the following. Now that you see that the riff connects the din of tefillas nedava with the statement of Rabba and Rabbi Yosef that Yochel v'charash b'davar also tfilos tachnunim. So you see that Rabbah and Rav Yosef, when they said that you need chiddush davar in order for it not to be tfilos kva, they're not talking about the regular three times a day tfil that you need. It's only talking about tfilos davar. And they're saying shad in the Mishnah, even though the Mishnah not smashma that way, but that's the way the Mogen Avraham learns pshat in the Rift, that when it says in the Mishnah, Omer Rabbi Lezer Omer, Osa Tfilas Sukva, Ein Tfilas Tachnunim, what is he talking about? Tfilas Nedava. And he's saying that if you want to daven a tfilah, if you want to do, Nedava is Tachnunim, the Rift keeps talking about it as being Tachnunim. If you want to daven, like Rabbi Yochanan says, Alvai Yishbalam Kongokul, you've got to be davening Tachnunim. In order to be Tachnunim, you got to have Chiddush Davar. All right? So then, and the definition of Chiddush Davar is, according to the Rosh, Nischadish Etzlo. The tefillas kvar hashal espal b'chol yom gimel pomim, and it's not tachnunim. It isn't tachnunim. It doesn't have to be tachnunim. Aval tachnunim, which means what? Tefillas nedava, rashoy espal b'chol yom kulo. That you can daven all day long, meaning you can daven tefillas nedava all day long, like Rabbi Yochanan says. L'chein koma rabba din nischadish esel dover rashal espal b'chol yom. But that you can only do if you have chiddush dover. And according to the sheet of the Rosh, what does chiddush dover mean? Nischadish etzlo dover. Rav Zera Kudami Kukoma Avon Pish Nischadish etzlo Hoyorish Yitzrod. He was afraid to do it, and therefore he didn't daven what? Not that he didn't daven. He didn't daven to Tfilas Nedava. Umisha Batuach Shlo Yitzrod Yitorei Rashoy Lechadish Keni Reli. Okay, stop here.
Unfortunately.